Developers rethink the basics: eBPF servers, smarter code tools, and 4x cache compression. A new project called ZeroServe is drawing attention in systems programming circles for allowing web server behavior to be scripted with EPF, the technology that lets sandboxed programs run in kernel space without modifying kernel source code. By making server configuration dynamically programmable at the kernel level, ZeroServe effectively eliminates the traditional gap between development and operations while preserving the security isolation that makes eBPF attractive in the first place. A separate project, SEM, is attempting a comparable leap in code understanding. Rather than extending the language server protocol model, where each editor implements its own language server with no persistent knowledge accumulation, SEM builds semantic understanding of codebases as a first-class entity layered on top of Git, potentially providing richer development experiences across different environments without duplicating effort. Research into speculative KV coding offers what could be the most economically significant near-term optimization in AI infrastructure, compressing the key-value cache in large language models by up to 4 times without information loss. The technique exploits the specific statistical properties of transformer attention patterns rather than applying generic compression algorithms, taking advantage of redundancy in how models store intermediate representations. At the infrastructure costs illustrated by the Google SpaceX arrangement, a 4-fold reduction in memory requirements could translate to hundreds of millions in annual savings while enabling models that were previously infeasible to serve at scale. At the kernel level, the Linux community is actively debating whether to move beyond the decades-old fork plus exec model for process creation. Critics argue that forking an entire process only to replace it immediately with exec wastes memory and CPU cycles, and that the model maps poorly to containerized environments and modern security requirements. Proposed alternatives would allow processes to be spawned directly with specific capabilities and resource constraints, a change that could improve container runtime efficiency and security isolation across the Linux ecosystem.